The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Armed Forces Day 2019 in Maxfield Town Centre on what is the hottest day of the year. Isn't it glorious today?
Beautiful. We've been really lucky. Absolutely lovely. Although I'm really lucky I'm in the shade, so not getting too hot and sweaty, thank goodness.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Claire Cuny.
And where are you from?
I am from Veterans Hearing Support.
So what do you do there at Veteran Hearing Support? What's it all about?
Okay, so we help veterans access the Veterans Hearing Fund, which is managed by the Royal British Legion. It's a fund, 30 million, so it's quite a lot of money, specifically dedicated to veterans who have hearing loss, tinnitus or both. And at the end of the application process, what we hope is that the veteran will be successful, and it allows access to the most up-to-date hearing technology, assistive listening devices, tinnitus therapy, really what anything that the veteran needs to help them hear, and so they can keep, you know, cognitively stimulated and communicating in their lives, then we'll help them with it. And it's a national company, so it's not just Macclesfield, although I live in Macclesfield, so of course that's close to my heart.
Are there a lot of ex-servicemen that are, service personnel I should say, that are not coming forward and saying, look, you know, I've lost some hearing? Or
I think what we find is that a lot of people aren't aware of the fund, so
they struggle by on their own.
Yeah, or right. They wear hearing aids that they're not happy with, or they're in the drawer. So what we're trying to do is to spread the word about the fund so that at least veterans know about it, so that when their time comes that they might want to look at it, they can. And then also trying to help them through the application process to make sure that they have a successful outcome. The fund is amazing, and we just want to tell everybody about it so that they can also spread the word. But I find now, you know, like the Breakfast Club, Maxwell Breakfast Club, or any of the veterans clubs, if you tell one person, they'll tell others, and before we know it, everybody knows about it, and that's what we want.
Is it just open to the older people that have served their time? Is it for the youngsters as well who are currently maybe serving over there somewhere and they lose the hearing because of something goes on?
Yeah, so it's for any veteran, even if they've served just for one day. The manifesto, the Royal British Legion manifesto, states that it's the fund is there to help any veteran who has hearing loss and or tinnitus.
Regardless of age and time.
Yep, so we've got some veterans that are in their sort of late 20s, and then we've got others, bless them, that are kind of, you know, knocking on to nearly 100. So it's any age group, male or female. As I say, if they're a veteran, hearing loss, tinnitus or both, they'll be eligible.
For the folks that are listening to this now, that sounds really bad. I'm going to edit that's fine. Is that all right for me to say that? For the folks that are listening to this now, because you're doing
Think so.
Yeah, right, I can edit that, that's fine. It's all pre-recorded, so don't worry.
It's fine.
Yeah. So for the folks that are listening to this now and they want to know more information about Veteran Hearing Support, how can they get in contact with you?
So there are a number of ways. The most obvious way is going on our website, which is www.veteranshearingsupport.co.uk. You can ring us on 0800 861 1102. Or we've got a Facebook page, which is Veterans Hearing Support. The Facebook page actually is brilliant because I hardly have to do anything. The veterans just chat away. I get involved when they need me to. And it's just all about hearing generally, actually, because we're not just about the application process. We're about helping veterans with hearing issues if they've got questions. And also we go out and attend meetings across the country to educate veterans on their hearing, what's available in the UK, and obviously about the Veterans Hearing Fund as well.
What about the members of family and their extended family that think, oh yeah, my uncle, my granddad, or somebody in the family or friends hear this, and then they can tell them because they know that person is struggling to get by?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do help me spread the word. Yeah. It's almost like the best kept secret. So any help to spread the word for me is fantastic. And I want to make sure that fund is spent, because we can reapply for more. It's actually that the original fund was from the Liber scandal fines, but there is more if we want it. There's such a call for it. We'll blast through that 13 million, no problem. We just need it to keep coming. So we've got to spend it, but it's got to be worthwhile. So we've got to spend it on veterans who need the help and want the help. So if you know somebody that's a veteran that is struggling with their hearing, point them in our direction, because we'd love to hear from
them.
Can
they get in contact with you on their behalf?
Of course,
as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of family members that do that, particularly if the veteran is elderly or has, you know, sight and obviously hearing issues. It's more difficult for them to communicate. So we often talk to veterans, families who are worried about their family member, and then point them in the right direction and then help them in whatever area they need help in.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.